said that the world was going to end. Everyone said that everything was going to go sideways. And it did. The world did end. It's just nobody noticed. Maybe no one cared. We were too distracted by everything going on around us. We were too distracted by our own lives, but the idea is that maybe somehow, some way, everything was going to be okay if we could just change the channel.
Welcome to the Global Archive, a vast storage structure located 800 kilometers north of Norway.
Cities turning into wastelands, everybody moved in lores. The sun was killing anyone left outside. But like all survivors, found a way to adapt.
It contains the artwork from every national museum. There are pickled animals stacked up two by two. Every film, every book, every scientific report, all stored on banks of servers.
Corporations were cleaning up. But the plague going through the United States, 50 million people died in 4 years. Between the sun and the disease. That was when the first burning booths went up.
But the conditions we are experiencing now were actually caused by our behavior in the period leading up to 2015. In other words, we could have saved ourselves. We could have saved ourselves, but we didn't. It's amazing. What state of mind were we in to face extinction and simply shrug it off?
Over 470 mountains have been blown up in mountaintop removal, coal mining, and when I was born, all of those mountains were still standing. And in my lifetime, hundreds more mountains will be blown up if we don't do something. Mountaintop removal started in the 70s, but it really ramped up in the late 90s and into the 2000s. But it's been going on for about 30 years. It's much more profitable to just blow up the mountain than to hire a bunch of people to go underground and pull the coal out. They have these huge machines that are called drag lines, and they're 22 stories tall, and the bucket is big enough to pick up a small house. And it just takes a couple of people to run it, whereas, you know, it's doing the work of literally that hundreds of people would have done otherwise. Around 1950, there were 150,000 coal miners in West Virginia, and now there are less than 15,000. And they're producing relatively the same amount of coal. So you can imagine, with your labor costs go from 150,000 to 15,000 people, you're making quite a bit more money. I don't believe we have the right to blow up some of the oldest mountains on Earth for one generation to have cheap electricity, because those are mountains that my children will never see and your children will never see. I think the big question facing all of us is, will we transition to cleaner energy systems, to ways of doing the things that we all need to do that are not going to continue to push the planet towards the tipping point? Or are we going to not act until it's too late?
As a sanitation thing. Stuff the body's in, burns it down to its base chemicals, and you get the $1.86 worth out of a little slot on the side. Huge lineups of people. Trucks. Stacked high with as many bodies as they could find. Just waiting to cash them in. could make $100 a day if you worked 9 hours burning bodies. But the cash incentive, the streets got clean pretty fast. That's where the first human resources companies came into play. That's where they got their startup cash. Burning bodies of the dead, killed by the plague.
Lots of ideas have tried to take over the world, but there's only one winner. 3,000 adverts bombard us every day. Telling us we'll be happier, more attractive and with better skin if only we buy their products. Together, they create within us an insatiable desire to buy more and more stuff. Americans have been advertised at longest, and they now each consume twice as much energy as a European, 9 times more than a Chinese person, 15 times more than an Indian, and 50 times more than someone from Kenya. If all 6.5 billion people here on Earth consumed like Europeans or Japanese, we'd need 2 more planets worth of resources. If everyone consumed like Americans, Australians and Canadians, we'd need another 4. And in 2040 or so, when there's about 9 billion of us, we'll need 2 more again. Capitalism's only goal is ever-expanding growth. But ever-expanding growth on just the one not-expanding planet is impossible. The current economic system is disastrous, not just for the planet, but for most people too. 400 years of capitalism has allowed the richest 1% to take 40% for themselves, leaving just 1% for the poorest half. But anyone wanting to live differently is thwarted at every turn. With profit the only measuring stick, destroying the planet is written into the system, and runaway climate change is a not very surprising result.
Such a long, 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 long time before that dawn.
Skiing in the desert. Heating the air. Lighting empty offices. Energy is so ridiculously cheap, it makes perfect economic sense to just put it away. China is the new bad guy, because they are building a new power station every 4 days. But a quarter of that energy makes stuff for us. Western companies pay Chinese workers crap wages to make crap plastic toys, then ship them to Europe and wrap them in more plastic. Punters drive to the out-of-town megastore in their gas guzzlers. Plastic toy in plastic box goes into plastic bag. 2 days later, toy is broken and back it goes to a Chinese landfill where it stays for about 50,000 years.
Oh, water from the bottle's much better than the tap. Oh, water from the bottle's much better than the tap. Woo! Health-giving, life-enhancing, mountain springs.
800 times more energy wasted and 10,000 times more expensive for you. It's a tricky decision.
We have to make believe that the age of oil is going to go on forever. We have to make believe that the people who are living in toxic hell because of oil refineries, that they don't exist. We have to make believe that you can kill a planet and live on it too.
Go back a few thousand years, and the energy available to grow our crops or feed animals was limited by the daily sunlight falling on the earth. But now we use the energy equivalent to hundreds of years of sunlight every single year. Every part of modern life is now literally made of oil, from CDs and plastic bags to medicine and computers, from clothes and carpets to cosmetics and cell phones. It's truly a wonderful and necessary substance. Then there's our food. Each calorie we eat uses nearly 100 oil calories to produce, package, refrigerate, transport. And fossil fuel-produced fertilizers now feed a couple billion or so people who could not otherwise be sustained. It would be prudent for humanity to carefully use the remaining oil to build a new society run without it, Instead, we're burning up tens of millions of barrels every day, so it will be gone. It will run out, leaving pretty much none for future generations, even though we in the oil industry are working our asses off looking for and finding this magical...
Some of them new pleasure, some of them new pain, and for some of them it was only... On the brave and crazy wings of youth, they went flying around in the rain, and their feathers, once so fine, grew torn and tattered. And in the end, they traded their tired wings for the resignation that living brings, and exchanged love's bright and fragile glow for the glitter and the rouge. And in a moment they were swept before the deluge.
There is a much larger story here about the deeper causes of the crisis that we're in. And this is the story of how humanity turned from partnership relations to organization by dominator hierarchy. 5,000 years ago, it started organizing by these hierarchical structures. And when you organize by that kind of structure, you've got a few people on the top, and you have a lot of people on the bottom. And there's a huge disparity between those. So it creates an enormous competition for the positions of power. And within that dynamic, it becomes imperative to maintain the system to appropriate more and more of the resources to maintain that structure of dominance, to maintain the military forces, to maintain order, to maintain the priesthoods that develop the ideology and the religions that legitimate that dominator hierarchy. And then you begin to realize that that whole pattern has played out throughout 5,000 years, and it evolved through originally the city-states and then the nation-states, and now we see the melding of the corporation and state power, and all to maintain that dominator hierarchy by violence, by extreme violence.
It's been a long time.
I just find it surprising that after so much effort, the final act of our existence should be suicide. So why did I build this archive? It's a cautionary tale. Not for us. Too late for us. But for, well, for whoever, whatever, eventually finds this recording. And away you go.